Hello, hello, this is Jabari's Wisdom, and today we're going to be talking about bugs.
Okay, you can just continue.
You're actually so innocent.
What?
It's so Anyway, do you know what it... I think some people call them, like, silverfish.
Oh, wait. They're not, like, slugs, though.
Yeah, but they're, like...
I just look at the picture. I've never seen a silverfish up close. That's nasty.
Link it.
Oh, there's no way they look like this. Here's just one link. There's no way silverfish look like that.
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Ew. Except it was dark.
So it's like this? Oh, I'm actually, that's so nasty. That's huge.
No, that's this picture is hyper zoomed in. They're small. They're very tiny. Like you can't make out.
Oh,
like the antenna and stuff.
Okay, then I know about the small like when I think silverfish.
Yeah, that's what they look like. If you get real close,
that's disgusting. Like bugs are the real aliens. Like that's why I'm like where people are like, oh, alien. Like they, you know, all these anime and like freaking video games where they make aliens look all cute and crap. No, they probably look like freaking silverfish. They're probably abominations.
Yeah, they like crawl into your ears.
Yeah, we are literally probably the perfected form of alien race. And the rest of them just go look so atrocious to us. Like, the equivalent of, like, a monkey. Like, no normal person is attracted to a monkey.
It won't be. Are you joking? It'd be the equivalent of, like...
Or, like, an octopus or something? Yeah, like, something so like different from us.
So different. We have to, like, think of a species, an animal species that would resemble them.
That's why it's
so, like...
I think it's so weird, like, where it's, like... Astronomers, I guess it makes sense because that's all we know. But like, say astronomers, they're always like, "Oh, we need like they're looking for like oxygen on planets and all this crap." And I'm like, "Do you think the only way for life is by oxygen? Like we all like, there's no way that everything in the universe just breathes oxygen. Like it makes sense though because like, what else can we look for? We know for a fact that stuff can live by oxygen, but still."
Once we get to every planet, yeah. We get out the solar system. Well, I mean, I guess we won't know.
But then that brings me back to my point. Why do we need to leave Earth? Huh? There's no point. We have enough room. We have enough food. Climate change, I mean, it's bad and it's preferable without it. But we will survive with climate change. There's not going to be that big of like crazy stuff happening. From the Earth getting hotter.
Maybe they know something. Maybe they know that there's a time limit.
I don't know about. I'm starting to believe.
So catastrophic.
That like these scientists are just. I don't know because they're saying all this stuff like climate change. Oh yeah, climate change is changing our cells. Oh, climate change is doing this. Everything is climate change's fault. I'm like some of the stuff makes sense, but some of it is like that. I don't know. You're kind of reaching far for this. Like, they'll say, I forgot what they'll say. Like, they'll say weird stuff. Like, oh, yeah, climate change is making people's hairs blue. Like, stuff that makes less sense than that. Where I'm like, come on. There's no way.
Okay, what credible, like scientific news source is, like, saying that?
I don't know. I'm sometimes seeing all the time. I'm seeing all the time. Let me look at climate change. Just go on the news. Let's see. What are they saying climate change is doing today?
Yeah, the news was so like any local news station posting any crap.
Like even like it makes sense for say like the droughts in California. Like that makes sense. That's definitely caused by people or caused by the climate change and all that stuff. But like they'll say stuff like, oh, our cells are mutating because of climate change. And like, let me see mutations. Mutations. Awkward. Can't find anything. Okay.
Falling into the propaganda.
Dang. Dang. I got got.
Like falling more. Holy shit.
Wait. I know I can find something. I know I can find something.
Vaccinate. You're like, well, vaccinations actually cause you to grow a forehead. I promise. Here, I'll just Google it. No results found. But I saw it on a Reddit shit poster reposting from Breitbart one time.
Man, this, I can't believe I can't find it now. Because when I'm not looking for it, it's everywhere. I'm just seeing every single article like, oh, I'm going to all freaking burn from freaking boiling water.
Say what website? Say it. Say it.
Reddit.
A tiny little bug, probably like 1 centimeter in length, ruins my safety in my home. That's crazy.
Which is because you would think, like, after how many years of evolution and, like, blah, blah, blah for humans, you would think that we would just, like, not be afraid of bugs.
True.
Like, the only bugs that actually, like, really affect you are, like, wasps and, like, bees or stuff like that that can sting you.
Yeah.
Or bite you and stuff. Like, even a cockroach, even as nasty as a cockroach is, in general, like, a cockroach doesn't do anything to you.
They actually just run away.
So why are we so afraid of it?
Because it's freaking creepy. Bugs are gross, dude.
I don't like how small they are. They move fast. That's my...
Oh my god. You're right. They just start moving.
Yeah, they just accelerate. Like... So nasty.
I hate that. It's like jerky, quick.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Oh, just thinking about it, like, I can imagine it on my wall.
No acceleration. It's like
it's just 0 to 100. Yeah.
Hot speed. Disgusting. Actually, so gross. I'd rather be raped.
Whoa. I don't know about that part. Okay, so here's the scenario. So there's a room, literally, when I say filled with cockroaches, I literally mean filled. Like, you are basically swimming in cockroaches. And it's just a box. Like, just, you have to be around them. Like, they're all over the, it's like as if you're in a water tank, but it's just cockroaches. Okay. Or you just get raped by this huge, just smelly, like, he looks like this symbol of a rapist. Like, you know, like, Trevor from Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah.
Like, basically like that.
Wow, what you trying to say? White males? White country males? Or...
He looks way different from a white country male. No. He does not look like white country male.
What are you talking about? What the heck do you think he looks like?
He looks... Let me look at Trevor Phillips. Trevor Phillips. Wow, I get this random black dude. What the heck? Wait, who's the actual Trevor Phillips then?
Trevor GTA.
Mark Trevor Phillips is a British writer, broadcaster, and former politician. Wow. GTA Trevor Phillips. I mean, in this picture, he actually looks normal. What the heck?
Kill yourself.
Of course, they picked the norm. Why, when I search stuff up, they hide the stuff I'm actually talking about? I'm telling you, they're listening. They're like, oh, crap.
What was I saying?
Well, we were talking about Antarctica.
No, that was way too long ago.
No.
I think it was about the bugs. Oh, easily I pick rape. Easily.
Oh.
I can't handle bugs crawling on me.
I don't know, because I feel like after a while, like, that many cockroaches would literally just basically feel like water at that point.
That's disgusting.
Like, you could literally, like, do a cannonball in there. And it would splash. Like, you wouldn't even feel crunches. It would just literally just splash.
That's actually disgusting. Just stop talking.
I would completely prefer the cockroaches. Like, if... I don't know, actually. I don't know. Because now that I'm imagining them all like just moving in there.
Yeah, imagine you open the door and there's like a big old pool of cockroaches in this room, right? You're looking at them crawling over top of each other and you have to step foot in that.
They instantly, when you take a step, they instantly crawl off your feet.
Yeah, they're
just all over your leg.
And the top of your foot goes like from all of your body. Instantly will wrap around
you. And then it's even worse. It's like, if you're like wearing pants, they would get into the pants. Like, dude, you wouldn't be able to escape.
And I don't know what the fuck, like, cockroaches are huge, dude. I've seen a giant.
That's why I don't know why people are afraid of mouse or mice. Like, mice are pretty cute. Like, if you look at the right one, like, people think of, like, rats and all that crap. But, like, mice are kind of cute. Even rats are kind of cute. Like, look, have you seen that video of them, like, the rat that's, like, pulling the pizza in New York?
You mean that giant fucking rat that's, like, out getting his dinner? Like a gigantic slice of pizza that he somehow carries back home.
What do you mean? Like, when everyone always says, like, oh, yeah, these rats are as big as cats. I'm like, they're not even that big. At least I haven't seen one.
They get that big. Have you been to New York?
Once for the orchestra trip.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They get that big, 100%. And you can, like, because they're so big, you can see all, like, scars on them stuff. That they've had, like, just being born and living as a rat, fighting other rats. It's disgusting.
But look at that little rat. Oh, of course the video is a freaking news. Oh, my God. Like, that's what's annoying. If you get enough views on your channel or video.
That one was a small
one. Let me see. Big rat. Oh, wait. Let me do big rat New York.
Yeah, just do big rat New York.
Can't believe I spelled New York like that. Let me take away that, put a W there instead. Biggest rat found in NYC. That thing is huge! Oh my gosh! That looks like a freaking, that looks like a, that's not a rat. That has to be a possum or something. That there's no way that's a rat. That's not a rat. That's a guinea pig or something.
A guinea pig? This is a dog.
Wait, really?
Look at this. This thing is huge. There's I've never seen a fat pig.
Way that's a rat. And look at it. It's just casually walking.
It looks like a rat. Its facial features is definitely a rat. But, like, this has to be a fake video somehow.
There's no way that's... There's no way! That thing is huge!
Oh my god, it barely fit under the car.
That's literally a cat size rat. Like, there's... I refuse to believe that's real.
Could you imagine seeing that one?
I would think that's a dog. I probably wouldn't even be afraid. I would literally think it's just a dog, a stray dog or a cat.
Yeah, until it opens its mouth and it's got like razor sharp fangs. And it's like trying to kill you. Damn, dude, it's that big. It's been fighting stray cats all its.
I want to know what it's been eating. Like, that rat's eating good constantly. And it's not even afraid of people.
No, it's like an actual dog. Like.
There's no way that has to be like a guinea pig.
It didn't look like it.
Wait, let me look at a picture of a guinea pig.
Guinea pigs are smaller than rats. Oh, wait, no. Guinea pigs, they're fat. They're like...
They're not even that big. They don't even have tails.
Guinea pigs aren't big.
What is that? There's no way that's a rat. I didn't know rats could get that big. People are saying that's a beaver.
Still 100%. But it's as big as a beaver. Holy shit.
Muskrat? Let me search up a muskrat. Well, people are saying a freaking skeever from Skyrim. Oh, that could be a muskrat, actually. Yeah, that looks like it. But why is its fur so dark like a rat?
Someone said muskrat, duskrat, daylight rat, night rat. I don't give a damn.
But let's go back to the quality conspiracy theory of freaking Antarctica.
Wait, I don't understand.
What?
What's the difference? Difference between...
Probably just a different species. Because they are huge. But I would be way happier to see a muskrat in my house than a freaking rat. I don't know if that was a muskrat. Because I don't think I saw whiskers.
There's why is there fur, though? It didn't have any fur.
Yeah, that's what... Oh.
Ew, no. Muskrats look 100% like regular beavers. Almost. Ew, look at their hands. Rats are so disgusting.
I mean, they can be cute.
No, kill yourself.
Look, if you look at pets, like people have them as pets, the only thing that's nasty about them is their tail. Like, if you can just devolve the tail away...
Why do you need to devolve? Just cut that shit at birth. Do it with real life dogs.
Yeah, so but like, oh, dang, true.
We literally do it with like Rottweilers. And we clip like pit bulls' ears and shit.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, let me see pit bull.
And like, what's the other one?
Oh, of course, I get the rapper. Oh, God.
There's one other dog that like, that's because you're using Trash Bing. There's one other dog where like we stand their ears up. We like do something to their ears, and over time they like keep that. Is it Dobermans? How Maybe. Do Doberman ears stand up? Oh wait, no, I'm think I'm retarded. Oh no, it's the same thing with the pit bulls. The cropping, that's what it's called. They trim the ears and then they stitch edges and then tape the ears to a foam block to keep them erect while the edges heal. And then they remove the stitches.
Oh, I see it. Why? They look better with the ears flopped. They look cute with the ears flopped. With the ears up, I think like these things are about to like actually rip my throat out. Like they look aggressive with the ears up. Like if
Doberman's not cropped. They look so cute.
Why do people want them propped up? Like, that does not... They actually look like murderers. But with the ears flopped, they look all cute. They look like a regular dog.
That's actually so sad. Like, you can tell their ears were, like, cut. And, like, it feels like a third of them look... Their ears look like a third of them are cut off. More than that, a half of them.
That... It is crazy.
This one. This one has its like its wrapping for its ears. And it's like it looks like a year old. You're doing that that late.
Wait, why do they do it?
It's to get the ears to stand up.
Yeah, but why? Is it just they like the look of it?
Yeah, I'm guessing.
What? Then who was the first person to do that? Like what was going through his mind?
Why do people...
That looks weird.
Rob dogs.
The Dobermans look weirder than the pit bulls. Like, they look like bats.
My God. Fuck off. This thing says, they often argue that floppy natural ears should be popped off because they're prone to infection. Yeah, fuck off. Sure. Sure, that's what you do. That's why you do it. It protects dogs' ears from being bitten. Well, that's because they have no ear. And helps them hear. Okay, dude. Just say you like, you think it looks badass. Holy shit, all dogs literally look cute with floppy ears.
Yeah.
Meanest looking dog.
I would say it's Rottweiler. I mean, that's the one everyone thinks of when they're like.
No way.
No, wait, no, not Rottweilers.
Yeah, you.
Dang, those are kind of cute. Oh, wait, is that a Rottweiler?
That's a Rottweiler.
Dang. I never knew that. Wait, what are the ones that, like, you always see, like gangsters or whatever, like, the stereotypical gangster with, like, this big dog barking and, like, the chains as a leash?
Shit.
Is it a pit bull?
Pit bulls, yes, but I think a lot of those are, like, bull mastiffs, too. I think a lot of them have those. I could be wrong. It depends, dude. They put chains on all their dogs. What does it look like?
German Shepherd. Oh, no. Dang, those ears stay up. Maybe they just want all dogs to look like German Shepherds. Unless those ears are also just freaking screwed over by people.
No, but it's not necessarily that those ears stay up. It could be that it's perking them up.
Where are boxers, like, kind of big dogs that...
Yeah.
I mean, those are cute. I'm looking at pictures of a boxer.
Are they?
They don't look too bad. They kind of look certain pictures look kind of ugly. But that's why I can't deal with dogs. Dogs, like, they are constantly drooling.
You did fine by me.
What? Dogs?
Yeah, you did fine with the dogs by me.
Yeah, I'm okay with dogs. But I don't know. They poop.
Did you just say you can't deal with them?
Yeah, because they poop. Like, cats just poop in their litter box. Dogs, you got to take them out. And they do big turds, too. They're warm and everything. You have to pick it up, squish it around, throw it away. Like, could you imagine
Let me see. What? Biggest cockroach.
Well, they're going to do that African one. I forgot what it's called. Like, at that point, like, when they're that big...
Collecting cockroaches.
Like the bottom of
little girl just play with cockroaches.
Wait, let me link this. That's nasty. The bottom of a cockroach is the nastiest part. Like, the top is already nasty enough, but the legs, like the way they
They're actually, I think it's just the stereotype. Because they don't look that bad.
No, they look pretty bad.
They're cockroaches. Yeah, the insides, the bottom's disgusting. They look like aliens.
Like, maybe that's why we don't like it. Because they look so different. Because aren't they a completely different, like, part of the animal kingdom? Like, they're so removed from us. We find it repulsing. Like, say, like, animals, like, mammals, they look similar to us. That's why we're okay with them. That's not rude.
Just look at the Australian.
Dang, that thing is beefy. It can barely walk. I didn't know it. What? That it's not that big. There's no way it's that big. Oh, it didn't look like that big when they were showing it. I can't believe they actually picked it up.
I can't believe it. Australians, if you're listening.
They're a whole different species.
It's petting it. I heard somewhere that cockroaches like to be petted. Yes, I swear to God. Let me see. Cockroaches like to be touched. Let's see. Yeah, roaches are thigmotropic. Meaning they like feeling something solid in contact with their bodies, preferably on all sides. That's what they like, go in cracks and crevices, because they like the way it feels.
That is just so disgusting. Like, everything I'm learning about cockroaches just makes it more disgusting. Like, everything about them.
They're actually disgusting.
That's why there's no way we will not be repulsed by aliens if we see one. Because they won't be mammal. Like, is there anything that we're not repulsed by that's not a mammal? Like, animal kingdoms.
Ooh.
Like, even freaking mushrooms or fungi, they look disgusting. The only things that look cool are mammals, some fish, and plants, depending on what type of plant.
Dang, what about the birds.
Oh, dang. Full apology. I just included them with the mammals. Birds are cool, too. Wait, the six kingdoms. Where are the six kingdoms? Bacteria? Disgusting. Dang, they're even more separate than everything else. I did not know. Well, I guess that makes sense. Wait, what? Wait, so fungi are closer to us than bacteria? Wait, I guess that makes sense, actually.
That's actually disgusting.
That is weird. I didn't even know bacteria was part of the animal kingdom. Who would have thought? What the heck is a protozoa?
Safari.
What?
Dude, just click the obsessed with collecting cockroaches. Just click it.
Oh, they're just crawling around a room.
They're just crawling around her room. She's letting them crawl.
That's not obsessed with cockroaches. That just means you're just dirty. And the mother's just letting that happen. That's nasty. They're... That has to be fake. There's no way it's under her bed like that.
She kissed it.
No.
Why she let them in her bed like that? Teach the world to not be afraid of cockroaches.
What is wrong with people? That's disgusting.
Her parents look like they would let her play with them. He looks at
me. I know. What? Like that dog's like looking.
Wait, his face looks like the underside of the cockroach right below it. Pause the video on his face and then scroll a little bit right down to the picture he linked.
What are you talking about?
The face of the cockroach, right? In that picture you linked on the underside of the roach.
Wait a minute. Oh, you're talking about the head.
Yeah.
Dang. They live among us. Dang. They actually did evolve. And you know what's crazy, Onu? I'm pretty sure I read somewhere that cockroaches only live for like, what, 2 weeks or something? Or no, they live for 2 months.
No, yeah, 2 months. They can live up to 2 weeks without their head.
Yeah. So that means she has so many just dead cockroaches probably all around her room that she doesn't know about.
Maybe.
Because there's no way she collects all of them.
Maybe the live ones eat the dead ones.
That's so disgusting. That's so nasty.
She is actually gross.
So what I wonder now is, like, so there's probably just regular cockroaches coming into her house constantly. Because don't they, like, leave a scent when they die or whatever? Something that...
I think that's bees.
I could have sworn cockroaches, like, have, like, a scent where if you kill one...
Wait.
Like, if you step on one or something like that?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don't quote me on that, though. But that would mean...
She just said, if they're too noisy, I hiss at them. They make noise?
I think it's just the constant noise of their, like, pitter-patters of their feet on the walls.
Hold on, let me rewind. No, they're making noises. Go to 215.
Yeah, I'll watch this on YouTube, then, so I can have sound.
You don't have sound?
These are my Madagascar hissing cockroaches.
Oh!
Just because there's just so many of them, you can, like, hear it. She says she hissed at me, and she hissed at it, and it stopped.
What the heck?
Oh, my God.
Oh, she dropped the box. I never saw that. The mother looks so normal, too.
Oh. She just said it. She what? Has taxidermy beetles, which she lets loose, that eat the dead roaches. She just said at the end. Because she said they're called taxidermy because they take the flesh off the bone. So they, like, actually eat the dead roaches.
What?
Okay.
And that means they're constantly, like, having new babies or laying eggs everywhere.
Yeah, she showed one that was pregnant.
So that means, like, she won't have friends. At least coming to her house. Never.
Coming to her house? If I see this video, and I'm going to the same school.
And chances are, everyone in the school knows. Because this has 47 million views.
Well, yeah. And her full name, Shelby Counter. That has to be a fake name.
Still, some out of the 47 million people who watched it, at least one of them goes to class with her and then spread that to everyone.
Oh my God, this is actually so...
That's disgusting.
There's some actually weird people.
So that means they're weird. I don't even know why I even said that whole thing about the aliens being repulsed. There will be one person, probably a couple people, at least 10% of the population will be like, that's pretty cool. That's disgusting.
Like, Coyote freaking Peterson needs to kill himself.
Wait, who's that?
The Brave Wilderness guy.
Oh.
Actually, I wish I had, like, this, like, impervious, like, no fear at all. He gets stung, he gets, like, stabbed by a roach in this one. It's him trying to pick it up.
Why are half of these freaking kingdoms, like, is algae not a plant? Wait, huh?
Algae is it a, I don't know, dude.
No, yeah, they're saying it's a completely different kingdom from plants.
I think so.
What?
It's like, not,
I thought they used chlorophyll and all that crap.
What the
That's weird. Are
kingdoms, exactly.
So, yeah, the kingdoms are bacteria, protozoa, which basically just looks like bacteria to me, single-celled something crap, parasitic stuff, chromocyta.
Be in protista, right?
Nope, it says it's in chromocyta.
Oh.
Then there's the plantae.
I don't see
that. The fungi, and animalia. Wait, oh, I didn't know there was awkward. So it turns out,
oh, okay,
there are separate types of people. People have separate types of kingdoms. I don't know which one's the official one.
I think it's the,
oh, I see it. Awkward.
Bacteria, the eubacteria, protista, fungi, and plantae and animalia.
Wait, so bugs count as animals? Oh, that's not good.
Feels bad.
Then, wait, how do they split that up? Classification? Where's the split?
Probably by legs, hopefully. Don't group me.
Yeah, I want to see the groups. What the heck? I don't even know what it's called, because I know...
Just say groups of... Here, say classes... Kingdom.
Like, what the heck is this?
Okay, so there's arachnid, gastropod, cephalopod, mammal, amphibians, reptile. Okay, so the breakdown is like that fast.
I want to see like what are the similar, like how similar they are. Because I want to know if we are more similar to like fish or compared to bugs or something.
Here.
Because I want to know why humans are usually disgusted by bugs, but we're not disgusted by like a lobster, which is basically a freaking bug. That's literally a bug of the sea. But people would rather eat a lobster than a freaking, like, spider.
It's just as terrifying, trust me.
Like a crab is literally a spider.
No, doesn't count, not the same.
I don't know. Now when I look at crabs, I'm like, that's disgusting. Like, I don't even want to eat crabs anymore. Because they're literally bugs. Like, if you...
It's up today.
Look at a picture of a crab.
We got, like, two bushels.
Just any picture of a crab. Those things are bugs. Like, look at this one. Man, I wish this wasn't a podcast. I wish I could send... They used to have it where you can put pictures in podcasts. Like, that looks like a spider. It literally looks like a spider. But we're... People eat that.
That juicy meat.
Because now I think, like, what if spiders have juicy meat? It's just that they're smaller.
I'm going to start... Force myself to get over fear of bugs. I'm just gonna, every bug I see, I'm just gonna start grabbing and shoving in my mouth.
But the lobster looks like the silverfish. That's nasty. That's so nasty.
But it probably swims so fast.
Lobsters and crabs are bugs. That's what I'm not eating those ever again. Yes, yeah, shrimp too.
Even when they're cooked and they still got the legs on them, creeps me out sometimes. Oh my god, that actually looks gross.
And that, I get that all the time though. Like sometimes I'll eat, like, let's say I'm eating a burger or eating like chicken or something, and I'll take a bite. I'm like, this used to be a living creature. I don't know. Like, if I'm eating, like, a drumstick, that will mess me up. That'll make me, like, lose my appetite if I think about it too hard. Because sometimes you're biting into it, and you bite a little bit of the tendon or whatever, and you're like, this thing used to help move a living animal's, like, leg, and I'm chewing it right now. And I'm like, and then it's also, like, if you have, like, a bunch of chicken wings, like, say you go to B-Dubs, yeah, you order a bunch of wings. You, like, every two of them, that's a whole chicken. You know, freaking chickens you killed just for your, like, your eight piece? Kill four chickens.
Yeah.
Whole four chickens for your small little wings at B-Dubs. That's crazy.
You're still paying, and you still order reorders every time.
Still. Oh, what?
So fuck off.
It's so weird. It's like you literally, and that doesn't even fill me up, but I just killed 4 chickens to not be filled up.
Who cares?
That's crazy. That makes you think, how many chickens are current? Well, they probably have that actually.
Dude,
how many chickens?
The great wilderness this
way. First, there are 19 billion chickens in the world.
Yup.
Dang, that's almost 40 billion wings.
That's actually bad. Like, there's only 19 billion chickens.
Well, if you think about it, they're probably killing most of them and then repopulating. So there's constantly 19 billion every day. If you know what I mean.
Oh, okay. There will never be less.
Oh, crap. I don't know why Discord does that. Or won't play stuff through the speaker. Or through the headphones.
I'll work the opposite. I'll be an anti-vegan. I'll eat so much chicken, I'll break the chain. So much chicken, like, they'll have to find a different food source.
Dang.
To feed the world.
Like, they're trying to make bugs a thing, but I'm like, there's, yeah, I don't know if they can make bugs a thing.
With psychological damage.
Yeah.
It'll take years of reconditioning.
That's nasty! There's no way it smells like maple syrup.
What?
The freaking Brave Wilderness video.
Bro, he's...
Oh, that thing's so big!
Some of the craziest shit. Ew, look at him poop. It's pooping itself. Pooping? It's pooping.
I didn't even know cockroaches could poop. I didn't even know bugs could poop. Which, it makes sense.
And he puts it on his hand. Wait, it's giant. Wait, it's actually huge. Look at it.
Yeah.
It looked that big when it was in his fingers. Oh my god.
Like, if I saw that walking around on my wall, I would just never go in my room again. Like, legit.
I would never. I would light the whole shit on fire.
That's why I could never go, like, I don't even care. They're like, oh, it's a stereotype. It's not like that in the city. The fact that close to you, like, if you leave the city, some big freaking Australian bugs are there. Like, I would never go to Australia ever in my life.
I can't, yeah. I won't even go to, like the southern United States. Texas is in the Oklahomas. They got, like, fucking, like, tarantulas and shit. And what's the other one? Scorpions.
Oh.
Oh, well, Rip, look at this video.
That's disgusting. Like, I once saw a video, like, where some dude was, it was like a big praying mantis. And I think the praying mantis died or something. So he was able to, like, because he was like some type of bug expert. I don't know what you call that. But he was... like, you know, cutting it up so he can show the audience, like, all the pieces and stuff. Like, oh, this is the butt or whatever. This is the organs or whatever. This praying mantis literally had organs. I did not know bugs had organs. Like, he was cutting it up and it was like, it was a big freaking praying mantis. And there's gunk coming out. Like, I want to see if I can find praying.
Yeah, watch together. Hold on.
No, not...
Just, you gotta watch the setup. Just one time.
Because I'll just edit everything out that is would be weird for a podcast.
You said what?
No, I said I'll just edit everything out that would be weird for a podcast. Like, what? The videos and stuff.
Fuck that.
What do you mean? They can't
live. You wanna?
But they can't, like, watch. So it'll just be all through sound.
Gotcha, true. Start doing video.
Maybe one day when I finally start uploading this crap to YouTube. But that won't happen until I upload the anime opening, which won't happen for like probably another 3 months. This thing's taking forever.
I'm constantly checking all of my Jesus. I've had like one of my exes like has been in the shower and had a centipede crawl up her leg. Apparently they like come up the drain sometimes. Could you
imagine? Like, I don't even know if bugs move slow, if that would be any better. Because like that would still be like freaky as mess. It's just the fact that there's It's the fact that they're small. Like, even the big cockroach is still small enough and flat enough where it's disgusting. Because, like, even, like, a small, like, mouse or something, it's the fact that it's not flat. A mouse has, like, blubber. Bugs are just flat and crunchy.
Doesn't it look fake? Like, it looks fake. It looks like super bad editing.
It's so nasty. I don't know how people can be okay with bugs.